CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you as usual from G4NJH. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 12th of November 2017. Here are the main news headlines. Extra frequencies for Argentinian amateurs confine contesting to the band plans. Second G2BVN Memorial Trophy awarded. Amateur radio operators in Argentina are to gain access to the 60-metre and 630-metre bands, and some of their other bands are being extended. The new allocations will be effective in 90 days. The new allocations are 472 to 479 kHz for the 630-metre band and 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz for the 60-metre bands. Top band has been extended to 1800 to 2000 kHz. 80-metre is now 3500 to 4000 kHz. And finally, the 30-metre band allocation is now 10.100 to 10.150 MHz. The Yasmi Foundation Board of Directors has announced five excellence awards that are presented to individuals and groups who have made a significant contribution to amateur radio. Receiving Yasmi Foundation Excellence Awards are the Dayton Amateur Radio Association for the New Dayton Hamvention, Paul KD4STH, and Bill WB80LK for their work in amateur radio high-altitude ballooning, Nathaniel W2NAF and Magda KM4EGE for creating and leading the organisation that sponsored the Solar Eclipse QSO party, the WSJT development team and Dale VK1DSH for the ITUR Working Party 5A. To read more about the contributions that warranted the award, go to tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1112a. The RSGB VHF committee would like to remind contestants to follow the relevant band plans. The high level of activity in the 144 megs UK activity contest means that finding a frequency to operate within the normally used frequency segment for SSB of 144.150 to 144.399 megs can be very difficult. Entrants are reminded that the rules explicitly require adherence to the RSGB band plan. Stations using SSB below 144.150 megs or between 144.4 and 144.5 megs during the 144 megs UKAC are likely to be penalised. The VHFCC reserves the right to penalise both parties in a QSO made outside the band plan. However, the 144.5 megs, 144.794 megs segment of the 2-metre all-mode section can also be used during the UKAC. VHFCC recognised this is not normally in use during SSB contests, but if people would like to try calling CQ in a quieter part of the band, why not try in it taking care to avoid the designated calling frequencies and centres of activity for other modes such as SSTV, ATV, talkback, digital voice and data. Up-to-date versions of the band plans are online at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1112b. IARU Region 1 IARU Region 1 awards to GB2VN Memorial Trophies. One to Colin Thomas, G3PSM, has already been announced. The second has been awarded to Professor Wolf Haranth, OE1WHC. Many know Wolf from the work he does in managing the Doku Funk archive that collects and archives historic pieces, including QSL cards. The permanent special event station GB2RAF, based at RAF Nettishead Air Defence Radar Museum in Norfolk, will be off the air until the 14th of April 2018. This is due to the museum closure until March 2018 for its winter break. Spain's amateur radio satellite group, AMSAT EA, has released an English language edition of their November newsletter. It covers the recently activated linear transponder SSB / CW satellite CAS-4A and CAS-4B, upcoming de-expeditions, and an article on the QBITO satellite. The translation was made by Fernando EC1AME. Download the new newsletter at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-1112C4Charlie. Now the details of rallies and events in the coming week. As we announced some time ago, the Great Northern Ham Fest, originally planned for today, the 12th of November, has been cancelled. On the 18th, the Rochdale and District ARS Traditional Radio Rally will take place at the St Vincent de Paul's Caldershaw Road off the A680 Edenfield Road, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR, doors open 10:30 a.m, with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. Admission is £2.50, with those under 12 years of age free. There'll be a bring and buy, as well as commercial traders, a junk stall, and amateur radio sellers. Traders can set up from 8 a.m. There'll be refreshments available, including bacon and sausage butties. Contact Dave G3RIK by email, rally, that's RALLY, at radars.me.uk. On the 19th, the Plymouth Radio Club Radio Rally will be held at Harewood House, Ridgeway, Plimpton in Plymouth, PL72AS. There's car parking availability and the venue has disabled facilities. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access from 9:50. £2 to get in. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups, bring and buy, RSGB book stand. A raffle will also take place on the day. Catering is available on site. Information from Dave Beck, 2E0DTC 07777, there's a lot of sevens, 07777664822. Also on the 19th, the 40th Coolston ATS Electronics Radio Bazaar will be held at the Oasis Academy, Coolston, Homefield Road, Old Coolston, Charlie Radio 51 Echo Sierra. Doors open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admittance £1.50. Car parking and disabled facilities are available. There'll be a bring and buy and a flea market. Catering will be available on site. Details from Andy Bryars, G0KZT 07729 866 600. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Our list of rallies for 2018 is looking very empty, so please, if you're a rally organiser, let us know the details as soon as possible. Now for DX News. Compiled from the 425DX News and other sources, Tom KC0W will be active as 3Whiskey9CW from Vietnam between the 17th and 30th of November. He'll be operating CW and Fox Tango 8 on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via home call, direct only, and log search on club log. He doesn't use Logbook of the World. Harold DF2W0 will be active again as 9 X-ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Kigali in Rwanda between the 15th and 30th of November. He'll be operating CWSSB RITI and FT8, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS and Logbook of the World. Jacek SP5APW will be active as DU1 / call sign from Busuwanga Island, IOTA OCO90. From the 16th to the 23rd of November, he'll be operating SSB, some PSK31 and RITI on the 40, 17 and 20 meter bands, QSL home call or direct via the Bureau or Logbook of the World, log search and OQRS on club log. A large team from Slovenia will be active as TK / home call from Corsica, EU014, between the 20th and 29th of November, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via S50C. Now for the special events news. As part of the Church's annual festival remembering St Hilda, the special event station GB5SH will be run again from St Hilda's Church, Hartlepool, TS240DA, on Saturday the 18th of November and Sunday the 19th. Operation is expected to be on 80 and 40 metre bands, with some operation on 2 metres. GB1BSW will now take place on the 18th of November between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. after being postponed due to bad weather. Members of Wrexham Amateur Radio Society will operate the station from the Brimbo Heritage Project, which is on part of the old Brimbo Steel Works. Now for contest news, the WAE DX Ritty contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 12th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Monday, the autumn series data leg will take place between 1900 and 2030 UTC using 80 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC, and that's immediately followed by the 432 megs UK activity contest, which uses all modes between 2000 and 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the IRTS Evening Counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, using CW only, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations sending their county. On Thursday, the 70 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000. This is followed by the UKAC running from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the second 1.8 megs contest runs between 1900 and 2300 UTC, using CW only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. On Sunday the 19th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. As forecast, last week saw auroral conditions and the KP index rise to 6 as a result of incoming solar material and yet another coronal hole. The aurora borealis was even visible from northern England and Scotland. Coronal holes are lower energy areas of the sun with open magnetic field lines that allow tons of material to escape and form a high-speed solar wind. Very prevalent at this point in the solar cycle, every indication is that this phenomenon will continue at least until 2019. The unsettled geomagnetic conditions were double-edged sword, in fact. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path climbed to more than 28 megs as the solar material hit first on Tuesday. But by Wednesday, at times the ionosphere was struggling to support signals much above 14 megs over the same distance. This continued well into Thursday. Next week, NOAA predicts that the total absence of sunspots may continue, with the solar flux index around the 70 to 75 mark. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be better than last week, but still unsettled at times, with a maximum KP index of 3. This means MUFs may reach 28 megs at times, although 18 and 21 may be more reliable. However, there is evidence of more coronal holes on the SDO spacecraft's extreme ultraviolet imagery, which suggests we have more of a bumpy ride than the NOAA figures predict. For newcomers, this month continues to be a good one for long-haul DX on the higher band, so keep a lookout on 14 megs and above. Now the VHF and up propagation news. This Friday night and Saturday morning, the 17th and 18th of November, sees the peak of the annual Leonid meteor shower. The shower is active throughout November, and with a peak zenith hourly rate of 15, it's one of the largest showers of the year. The shower radiant, the point in the sky from where the meteors seem to emerge, lies in the constellation Leo. It occurs when the Earth passes through the debris left by the comet Temple-Tuttle. Use your favourite search engine to find the DL1 DBC Virgo real-time meteor prediction page to find the best time and beam directions to work meteor scatter on VHF using this shower. It's hard to get too excited about the prospects of TROP over the next week or so, apart from a chance of some weak high pressure over the southern half of the country. This may not amount to much of a lift for VHF operators, so that just leaves us with some options for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. This will, like in previous years, be due to heavy showers that form over the season around the British Isles at this time of the year. They're worth seeking out both night and day, just follow the bright echoes on the weather radars. Moon declination goes negative at moonset on Tuesday and losses are climbing this week. There's still plenty of time for EME contacts this lunar cycle before the moon goes to apogee, its furthest point away, and its maximum southerly declination, which is on Tuesday the 21st. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it also from me until next week.